Welcome to True Worldview, your place for intelligent conversation on ultimate questions and the issues that matter. I'm Christy Johnson. I'm here with Paul Dean. Today, we're talking about the move to abolish homeschooling.
Christy, this is something that's really concerning, obviously, not only for homeschoolers, but it should be concerning for all Americans because, again, our liberties are in jeopardy and parental rights are in jeopardy. The remaking of America, an attack on the family, we could say all kinds of things. And, of course, homeschooling is kind of on the table a little bit more in the public eye because of COVID-19. We're all homeschoolers for the moment. And so I don't think it's any coincidence that Harvard Magazine has decided to run an article in its May-June issue entitled "The Risk of Homeschooling." And the author of the article is Erin O'Donnell, the main individual that Erin O'Donnell quotes is Elizabeth Bartholet, the Morris Wasserton Public Interest Professor of Law at Harvard Law School and Faculty Director of Harvard Law School's Child Advocacy Program. And what this article does is essentially it comes out totally against homeschooling and calls for its abolition. And these things are certainly concerning, as I said a moment ago, to all of us.
Yeah, it is concerning. And I must be naive because when I saw this article, it really took me by surprise because I did not expect to see the day when a place like Harvard that we all know, you know, a trusted place, quote unquote, says the risks of homeschooling. And I thought that homeschooling maybe was becoming more accepted in the nation. But now we see that this particular article is saying some really honestly disturbing things that we need to be aware of and we need to take note of and we need to be ready because if anything, I think something that COVID-19 has taught us more than ever is that whatever the current culture, the current political philosophy or the winning, you know, cultural views, whatever has the most power, that's what's going to be spread as truth. Whether they say, you know, speak your truth or not, they're going to promote their own truth and people are going to jump on the bandwagon and defend it. And this honestly makes me really sad, quite honestly.
Yeah, that's for sure. And those in power, you know, get to make the rules, might makes right. And it's not about principle anymore. It's not about the Constitution anymore. It's been shredded. We all know that. We don't have to go down that road. And a lot of the time, it's the academic elites who are in charge. They're the ones who are influencing government officials taking their lead. I mean, they're sort of in league with one another. You know, there is this issue of technocracy, this idea that only certain people have enough education, wisdom, brain power to make decisions for the rest of us. You know, we often call them the elites of society, and that's certainly an appropriate term, but technocrats is probably a better term. You know, they're pulling the strings, and certainly folk at Harvard or the Bill Gates of the world or the Fauci's of the world in a very real sense, the so-called experts, you know, they get that label whether they deserve it or not. They find themselves in trusted positions and they certainly call the shots because the American people sort of follow blindly along. But this one, you know, this one's it's not coming out of left field. I mean, there's been a move for a long, long time, but I think for a lot of people it may be because you know, these elites, these academics, these technocrats, they're saying things like, you know, children are at risk from their own parents. And because children are at risk with these educational models, homeschooling in particular, society is at risk. And what they want is a presumptive ban on homeschooling. And one of the things that they're saying, Christy, is that homeschooling violates children's rights. And listen, they talk about children having a right to meaningful education, as if the education you get at home is not meaningful. I want to get your comments on that in just a moment, but they have a right to be protected from potential child abuse. So if the parents are not teaching what the government or these academic elites think that the parents ought to be teaching, if they're not teaching accepted dogma from, again, the educational world, well, then these parents are guilty of child abuse. We're not talking about physical abuse. We're just talking about teaching them certain things. And they go on to say that when we allow homeschooling to go forward as we are, it's keeping children ultimately from growing up and contributing positively to a democratic society. And so, again, you can see these ideas are, that's what's, in a sense, I think for a lot of people, have come out of left field. You're saying that children who are homeschooled have no meaningful education, they're mm-hmm. being abused, they're not going to be able to contribute positively to democratic society. Where's that coming from?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is concerning, and it does make me wonder where it's coming from. But I think that we see in our culture, largely, especially with young people, I think we see now, of course, I'm painting with a broad brush, so not every young person, but just in general, I think we see people tending to accept whatever is the popular opinion of the day, and also people not being willing to invest time in their children or time in making a meaningful education. And I do think that a lot of people think, well, of course the public school system is going to be able to educate my children better than me because I can't do that. I have my own things. I have my life. I have my job. And I certainly can't teach my kids. So I think a lot of people can be duped by that and think that in society we're supposed to, you know, we're not supposed to be a part of our children's education. We're supposed to leave that to the quote unquote professionals. But the truth is that's not the way it's supposed to be. That is a broken system in and of itself. Parents should be the ones fostering education in their children and training their children and leading them in the way they should go and being most influential in their education and taking the responsibility for that education. I think a lot of people are just overwhelmed by it and they're just too lazy to do it, I think. And so they're going to be duped by this. Yes, you need meaningful education for your kids, you know?
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. And but think about it this way, not to contradict what you said, to affirm that, but then add another little angle. What about those parents who do homeschool? What about those parents who are dedicating a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of effort, and they're doing a good job? I mean, you know as well as I, statistically, homeschoolers perform, generally speaking, they perform better than public school students. They don't have a problem socializing and involving themselves in society. They don't have a problem getting to college. In fact, they're far more inquisitive. They're far more, apt to go into higher education. And it's not, and I'm not saying they're any smarter, and I'm not saying all of them do better. Obviously, there are exceptions, but we're just talking about statistics. The simple point that I'm trying to make is, yes, a lot of parents don't want to put the time and effort required, but those parents that do want to put the time and effort, homeschoolers are doing quite well, and yet the elites, the technocrats of society are saying, just the opposite. Those students are not getting a meaningful education. Those students, yeah, are not going to be able to contribute positively to society. And again, it's all because of, you know, their worldview. It's because they don't like what's being taught in large measure amongst homeschoolers. Now, we'll get to that in just a moment. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but it's interesting. You know, all 50 states coming from the Peace now have laws that make education compulsory, and state constitutions. I mean, this language is so disturbing to me. Ensure the right to education. Now, first off, Nobody has a right to education, for example. But all of a sudden, we're reinterpreting the Constitution. We're reinterpreting natural law. We're reinterpreting a whole, 500, 600 years of Western philosophy. We're reinterpreting all of that to say that children have a right to education. And, of course, the implication is that if you're homeschooled, then your rights are being trampled and violated. You're not getting the education that you need. And again, from the piece, if you look at the legal regime, this is what the Harvard piece says. I think this is Bartholot, the professor. If you look at the legal regime governing homeschooling, there are very few requirements that parents do anything. So here's this alarmist language. Oh, the kids' rights are being violated. They're not getting meaningful education, and they're not regulated. We've got this whole thing that's, you know, not under government control. The world's coming to an end. I mean, that's the kind. It's the same kind of hype we hear anytime the government or the elites want to get us to do something. Listen, I don't want to sound like one of those persons, Christy, just popping up. The elites. I'm talking. Technically, I'm just not using the technical term, but the technocrats of our world who are pulling strings, that's for sure. So I'm simply making the point that it's propaganda. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know as well, and maybe you don't know as well as I, you were homeschooled, but you weren't the one doing the homeschooling, at least not yet. There are all kinds of regulations that are placed on homeschoolers already. It may not be as tight as some would like, but nevertheless, it's not like, you know, we're out there lounging around all day, going to the beach 6 months out of the year, you know, that kind of thing. There are hoops that you have to jump through. There are educational standards, there are academic, you know, requirements. And look, if you don't score on the SAT or the ACT or these achievement tests in the range that they demand, then you don't get qualified by the state to attend college, for example. I mean, my wife could actually tell you what the regulations are far more than I, but there are definitely regulations, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and this piece was very biased. They didn't say any of that. They just said there's very few requirements when in fact there are requirements. And also, they made it seem like homeschooling parents are doing nothing when, like you mentioned, there are many parents giving their children an amazing education, way better, honestly, than a public school could provide. They're giving them so much more education because they're not bogged down by, you know, the 8 hours a day and all the other classmates and the different learning styles and different learning levels and everything. They actually have way more time to learn, but this piece didn't say any of that. It didn't say any of the rigorous homeschooling programs like classical education that I've seen kids going through and things like that. It didn't talk about any of that. And so if you read this article, then you would think that homeschooling was just a bunch of baloney when the truth is it's not. And it's very biased. And it's really sad to me that an academic article is so biased, because academic articles are supposed to be non-biased, but this one was not.
No, that's true. And coming from a worldview. And so the bias is there. And let me echo something you said, just a little bit more. You know, there may be in the public school system some tremendous teachers out there, but even in those cases, the education that the kids in their classrooms are getting is not what it could be. It's not up to par, because in the public school system, you have to teach down to the lowest common denominator, essentially.
Right.
Yeah, you know, you've got AP classes and all this stuff, but you're still teaching down. You're having to wait for those who are not as bright as those that are. And we all know this, and yet somehow the public school system is deemed to be better, even when the homeschoolers are scoring higher and excelling more, but that's beside the point. Don't, you know.
They didn't mention that in the article.
That's right. Yeah, don't confuse them with the facts. But the other thing that I would say is that, you know, they want to put, you know, Bartholet, I'm sorry, I used to know someone named Bartholet, but anyway, Bartholet, you know, essentially says that parents, they need to kind of be watched, as it were, or the children need to be watched, as it were. She says it's important for children to go to school so that mandated reporters, teachers in particular, can observe their development. Now, listen, I don't want to insult any teachers. I really don't. I have friends that are teachers, brothers and sisters in Christ that are teachers, family members that are teachers. I'm talking about in the school system. And like I said just a moment ago, there are some tremendous teachers out there. And the ones that I know care about kids, and they care about truth, and they care about education and all the rest. But I think those teachers would also agree that there are many, many, many school teachers out there who probably shouldn't even be teachers. And we're going to make the public school teacher in, say, elementary education the guardians of our society. They're the ones that we're going to look to determine, you know, what's good, what's bad with reference to child development. What are their credentials for that? Do they have theological degrees? Do they have counseling degrees, psychology degrees? Or do they just have an educational certificate so that they can teach third grade?
Mm.
You know, I'm not throwing off on third grade teachers, but I am saying, you know, we be simply because of an ideology, we've got a Harvard publication with Harvard professors talking about the average public school teacher being the one who needs to determine whether or not the child is developing properly, when you know as well as I, those parents that are homeschooling, those are above average parents because they're the ones that are willing to put the time and effort into it. They're the ones that care. We're not talking about inner city parents who, you know, absentee dads and welfare moms. It's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah, and I think what we see also is in our culture, parents really have dropped the ball. I think there are a lot of parents who are not, like I said, I think I'm repeating myself, but are just not willing to put in the work to really train their kids and really value their education. And that's part of the reason that I think that, you know, they're saying that we need mandated reports and teachers to observe their development, because I think there are a lot of parents who have dropped the ball. But at the same time, there are, as you mentioned, many parents who have picked it up. And we need more parents like that to be lights and to be showing people a new, a different and better way of education, not, you know, this one that this article describes that is actually very oppressive. And maybe we can talk more about that. But
no,
mandated reports and that kind of thing. I mean, that sounds like a loss of rights to me. I mean, that sounds like communism.
Yeah. Well, and it gets down to the real issue. And this is kind of where the water meets the wheel, as it were. The author of this particular piece, O'Donnell, tells us in a recent paper that was published in the Arizona Law Review that Professor Bartholet notes that parents choose homeschooling for, you know, a number of reasons, and they list some of those reasons, you know, like to protect their kids from bullying. We've talked about that before. You know, to give them flexibility, and you know, maybe they're great athletes and the high school athletics are not where they need to be. But regardless of any of those other, you know, maybe they're scared of the shootings. You know, we mentioned that. But here's the issue. She talks about the surveys that go out and homeschoolers take them. And a majority of homeschooling families, by some estimates, 90%, they're essentially homeschooling because of their conservative Christian beliefs. And what she's saying is, to quote her, is that many homeschooling parents are, quote, extreme religious ideologues. Mm. And that's the issue. Mm-hmm. It's an attack, yes, on our rights. It's an attack on the family. It's an attack on our culture. You talk about an attack on democracy, but it's attack on Christianity. And you know, this is, again, not surprising, but that's where they're coming from. They don't like parents teaching Christian values to their kids, because it goes totally against the values that all of a sudden have been embraced wholesale in our culture.
Yeah, so they're saying that the kids have a right to believe a different way or something like that. I mean,
well, she's saying the kids, the parents are abusing their kids by teaching them Christian values. And
yeah,
and the kids, yeah, they have a right to be exposed to these other values. And because they're not being exposed to these other values, then we need to ban homeschooling. We need to, you know, make sure these kids are exposed to the truth and not this garbage called Christianity. That's what they're saying. And they're using different things to, you know, sort of appeal to other. You know, they don't always come out of the box and say exactly what they think. You know, it's kind of like we've got an agenda, but we've got some things that'll fly with certain segments of society and certain things that'll fly with other segments of society. And so, for example, she talks about the absence of regulations, you know, on homeschoolers. Well, it goes on to say the absence of regulations on homeschoolers, again, it keeps these kids from receiving a meaningful education. Goes back to what we were talking about earlier. And it's a threat to our democracy. Why? Well, because if they're not educated properly, then they can't interact properly in our democracy. What does that mean? Well, that means they vote for President Trump or something. How horrifying.
Yeah.
That's what she means.
Yeah, she even said that many parents, homeschooling parents, are, like you mentioned, extreme religious ideologues. But she also said they apparently question science, promote female subservience, and also white supremacy.
Mm.
And that's a huge mischaracterization of Christianity. It is an attack on Christianity. Yes, there are people out there who do question science and who do promote that stuff that true followers of Jesus would not promote. And it disgusts, you know, followers of Jesus as much as anyone else. To, you know, things like white supremacy, you know, we don't believe that. The gospel is for all people, and all people are created in the image of God. And it's a mischaracterization, and to lump all of Christianity into that, you know, extreme sect of what they think is Christianity, which I say is not even Christianity, to lump it all into that extreme sect is an attack, and it's sad because it's promoting the idea in the culture that all Christians believe that, which is simply not true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, I mean, that's how you win, you know, divide and conquer, misrepresent your enemy, character assassination, the whole bit. I mean, they'll use any tactic they want because, you know, what they're propagating is not truth, and it's not going to stand on its own. And so they have to use these other tactics. So if you've got an ideology that can't stand on its own, then you've got a problem. You've got an ideology that has a problem. Whereas the truth of Christ stands on its own. And, you know, we're told not to lie and to manipulate and all that, but we don't even have to lie or manipulate. We have the truth. Not that we want to go too far down that road, but, you know, it's grievous. You know, we talk about the rights of parents to train their children. You know, children are born to parents. God gives kids to their parents. And, you know, nowhere does this Harvard piece talk about the rights of parents. And so the question obviously is, well, what about the rights of parents? Or what about religious freedom? Don't we have the right to train our children in the values that we want to, you know, train them in? And, you know, she'll tip her hat just like the typical progressive today will tip their hat to religious freedom. They don't believe in religious freedom. You can see that with COVID-19 and shutting down the churches and all the rest. But they'll tip their hat to it. But again, going back to Bartlett, she argues that requiring children to attend schools outside the home for 6 or 7 hours a day does not unduly limit parents' influence on a child's views and issues.
Well, that's her opinion.
Well, of course, you fill your mind with something 6 or 7 hours every single day. Of course it's going to affect how you view things.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think even 6 or 7 hours a day away from parents is too much. I mean, personally, yeah. You know, that's how I feel about it. And then Professor Bartlett also argued the issue is, do we think that parents should have 24/7, listen to this, essentially authoritarian control over their children from ages 0 to 18? I think that's dangerous. I think it's always dangerous to put powerful people in charge of the powerless and to give the powerful ones total authority. Now, you're laughing because it is crazy to say that parents have authoritarian control, but, you know, this language, it's serious, and it's, it's scary, and it's sad because now we're saying that parents are powerful and authoritarians in charge of their powerless children, as if it's like all parents are like slave drivers or something.
Mm.
That is crazy.
Yeah, well, and think of the irony and the hypocrisy in that statement, calling for children's rights, but I'm sure she would be, against the right of the unborn, the right to life for the unborn, calling for, calling parents authoritarian, people in power, that kind of thing, whatever it is that she said, we find ourselves increasingly in an authoritarian society,
mm-hmm.
but she's the one. I mean, this can't have escaped her. She's the one calling for an authoritarian crackdown on homeschoolers.
Yeah.
But see,
yeah.
The average person, apparently they're too ignorant to figure this out. Oh my gosh, the parents. Yes, they're authoritarian. We need to crack down on them because children have rights. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, I don't want to get too far afield, Christian. I don't want to cut you off. I'm going to move on real quick, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Al Mohler, has put out a piece. I don't even know if I mentioned that at the top of the broadcast or not, but he kind of goes through this. And we've been borrowing, kind of from his outline. But, he's just as concerned about this as we are. And he says this, the forces behind a revolution of Western societies know that the natural family stands as its greatest obstacle. Any attempt to reshape society must capture the hearts and minds of children and subvert the role of parents within its society. Now, here's the deal. I mean, he's absolutely right. This debate is actually not new. It goes back to Thomas Dewey and, the development of public education and all the rest. People think that homeschooling is this novel idea. No, government education is a novel idea. We haven't always had it. But don't want to go down that trail too far. But the reality is, if you want to change the shape of a culture, you can start with the children and you will change it. Just change the children, change the, that's where Hitler was coming from with the Hitler Youth and other, totalitarians have known the same thing. I mean, it's sort of a no-brainer, right? If you can capture the hearts of the kids and look, it is an absolute fact. Win the hearts of the children, you win the culture.
Yeah. And not only win the hearts of the children and you win the culture. But I also think as Christian parents, if you can train your children and if more Christian parents would rise up and train their children, then we could have a revolution for the gospel. It is possible only if, they realize what's happening in the culture and take a stand for it and stand up and say, no, parents do have the right to train their children, a God-given right, and that's how it should be. And we should be teaching our children the value of education and also the value of parents. Parents are a good thing. They're given to us by God to teach kids. I'm so thankful that I had Christian parents and that I wasn't left to some, government mandated thing. I'm so glad that I had Christian parents to teach me not only in my education, but in my spiritual life as well. And we need more people doing that. Parents are good and they are a gift from the Lord. And if we continue to, you know, make children think that their parents are the enemy, well, that's really sad. And that's, you know, you're right. Our culture is just going to get worse and worse. So we need to stand up.
Well, that's right. And what do you see on television? Usually the parents, when they're pitted against their children, you know, the children are presented as smarter and wiser, and the parents are just, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. They're oppressive and the whole bit. And that's not by mistake. That's by design. That's part of the propagandist campaign. You know, the ideology of our culture. You know, Dr. Moeller points out that in this piece from Harvard, you know, the article itself turns to the legal basis for homeschooling. So, you know, they're coming at it from an ideological perspective. Now they're going to talk about the legality. And, you know, Bartholet doesn't believe, and this is according to Dr. Moeller, Bartholet doesn't believe that an appropriate legal basis exists for homeschooling. And of course, you got the 1972 Supreme Court decision, Wisconsin versus Yoder, which basically recognized that parents have the authority to make decisions regarding their child's education. But Bartholet disagrees with that. She wants the court to change all of that. Again, she wants to be the ones, not parents, but she, the elites, the technocrats. That's why I keep coming back to this. She wants the smarter folk of our culture to be the ones who advocate for the rights of children by deciding the type of education and moral instruction they will receive. And that's why we keep coming back from a biblical perspective and pointing to the true worldview. This isn't just a matter of opinion. We're talking about what right. God thinks. And God is the one who's given children to parents. And God is the one who commands parents to train their children up in the way that they should go. And raise your children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. I mean, these are commands from God himself. And that's where those rights come from. So I'll leave it there. I could wax on that for a little while. But you understand what I'm saying, I think.
Yeah, that's it. We need the truth. We need to stand for the truth. And we need more people to do that. And we need to pray for that. Thanks for joining us. And join us next time when we talk about something else on True Worldview.
You've been listening to True Worldview, an analysis of news, culture, and theological trends from a biblical perspective. To access archived broadcasts, go to trueworldview.net, where you'll find other helpful resources as well. Thanks for listening, and join us next time on True Worldview. And the gospel.